Board members, we're ready to reconvene.
I think it's about priorities.
Oh, Carolyn, yeah.
Can we have your attention, please?
Chair is calling us to order.
Good evening. Rob, we are about 35 minutes late for this convening. The first item on the agenda has to do with the selection of the chair pro tem and the secretary pro tem. But if you just allow me a personal privilege, where did he go? I wanted to introduce you to one of the very important members of the civil rights movement in the South during the days of Dr. King, who spent a number of weeks and months in jail. And I'm just so happy to see him come in. So when he comes back, I'll introduce you. What is the pleasure of the board? Selection of chair pro tem, thank goodness, and secretary pro tem. Would you like to...
I'd like to move that Ambrose, you continue as pro tem chair. Select permanent chair.
That's about 9 hours. All right. 9 hours at the most. Are there any other nominations?
Yes.
Yes.
I'd like to nominate Dave Adelson.
Dave Adelson. Good. Are there other nominations? Nomination closed on those two names.
Ambrose?
Yes.
Does Dale accept? Okay.
Shall we get somebody to pass the paper ballots around?
The pro tem secretary.
We don't have a secretary. Secretary is... Lynn, can you pass some... cut up some...
Oh. How about you just get your pad?
Oh, very good. You got a pad there?
Yeah.
Use your... vote on your pads.
Vote only once.
You can only vote once. And only put one name, your choice, on that piece of paper. Lynn, would you go around and collect the ballots and make sure no one gives you more than one?
I do. If you could just hand me that.
Yeah.
I'll just pick one. There.
Mine is on freedom. It's cheap, but it's not free.
While she's collecting the ballots, I see he has returned to the room. And I want to ask Lawrence Guyot to please stand. This is he was a monumental force in the civil rights movement. Yeah. Phil, would you count the ballots? And Lawrence, would you witness the ballots?
21.
Count them. There should be no more than 21. Thank you.
Ambrose.
Bob, would you tell our members about the resignation?
I'll vote another time if you need a few.
I guess two didn't vote.
There's only two candidates, so one vote is...
Lydia.
We're missing three, so 19 is good.
21.
Artie, Sand, and Lydia, okay.
Which one you stand?
That's who we count.
22. Bob, would you go ahead and make the announcement about...
Yeah, Ambrose just asked me to announce to everyone, unfortunately, the resignation of one of our board members. Marty Durlin, the general manager at KGNU, has resigned as one of the two affiliates directors for health reasons. So we wish her the best of health and the best of luck, and we're sorry to see her go and thank her for her service. And just a reminder for those who don't remember all the little fine points in the bylaws, that the deadline for affiliate director nominations is February 15th. So those nominations have to be in to the secretary so that the board can decide at its March meeting who will elect to those two seats.
Thanks, Bob. Yes, Mary.
While we're waiting, should we possibly start the nominations for the Secretary Pro Tem so it's done?
Secretary Pro Tem.
I nominate Mary Berg.
Mary Berg has been nominated?
One day. Pro Tem. I'll do it one day.
Okay. Are there further nominations?
9 hours. 9 hours. See, nobody wants to.
Boy, this is an easy one.
You better find somebody. This is Pro Tem.
I heard you.
Be thinking tomorrow of someone to do this. I don't think it's me.
Hearing no further nominations, we'll you need to write our name down on the ballot anyhow, and we'll collect the same as it did the other. Yes, Phil.
See?
You have an announcement to make?
I think you have a good chance of winning, by the way.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, I would say. Yeah.
There, that's open then. Yeah.
I do have one ballot where there was a choice vote cast with a one and two. That fact notwithstanding, we have for Dave Adelson 12 votes and Ambrose Lane 7.
Very good, Dave. Come up here,
Mr. Chair Pro Tem.
Is it okay if I do that from this seat? Would anybody object if I do it from this seat?
I think you should.
No.
This, this is the seat.
Okay.
Okay. It also makes it much easier to see everybody. Okay, so the... Oh, the engineer objects. Sorry, the engineer objects. The engineer rules.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
That's right.
I heard you.
What's your pleasure?
Fantastic.
I don't know the circumstances. I guess we need to find out what the deal is.
Hey. Just kidding.
And there's only one candidate, right?
It's funny.
Next time.
Yeah.
Anyway. Some parliamentary said that it says in Roberts that you have to
go. I can close to someone else and you're waiting for me.
Thanks, everybody. So the next item on the agenda If we don't have any other candidates for secretary, then without objection, Mary Berg is the secretary pro tem.
Pro tem. Pro tem.
Pro tem. Okay, the next item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda, and I just want to point out to people, I just want to point out to people that we are already behind schedule considerably. Are there, is there a motion to accept the agenda that's in the booklet? Hang on. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Who seconded it?
Steve.
I seconded Ray.
No, you moved. Hang on. Well, you can amend it.
Steve seconds.
Steve seconds. Mary, did you get that?
No, I didn't.
Sarv moved.
Spoke.
Can you conduct business when everybody's listening?
Mm-hmm. Sarv moved and Steve seconded the approval of the agenda. Can anybody who has an amendment raise their hand so we can consider amendments? I'll start with Teresa.
I move that we add the election to the National Technology Committee and the Affiliates Committee / Task Force to the elections, which happen at 1 o'clock on Saturday.
Is there a second to that?
11.
Chair, Steph, second to that. Is there any objection? Is there any objection to adding the National Tech Committee and the Affiliates Task Force report elections to the elections on Saturday of the other committees?
Mm-hmm.
I would appreciate it. Yeah, if people can have their motions in writing on the motion slips, that would be very helpful. Patty?
They're over here.
Motion number one.
I'm going to ask after each amendment if there's any objection, and if there's no objection, we'll just adopt it. And if there is an objection, we'll accumulate those with objections and then have a discussion once we've had them all on the floor. Patty?
Okay, two items. First of all, I would like, after the approval of the minutes, I would like to... introduce a new executive director for even 3 minutes or 5 minutes or something that he could speak a little bit. Welcome him. He could introduce himself to the public.
Okay, so move to introduce the new executive director. Would 5 minutes be adequate?
I think so.
Okay, she's proposing adding the ED director introduction for 5 minutes after the approval of minutes. Fine. Two minutes.
Microphone.
Is there any objection to that proposal? Okay, hearing none, we'll go on.
And I would like in the executive session, I would like to add 15 minutes to there for the director's inspections update.
This is on Sunday morning?
Yes.
Are you proposing taking time from one of the existing items or adding time?
Well, if we have the first issue, the new attorney, do we have enough information to fill an hour? If we don't, we could take it out of there.
Is there any objection to making the new attorney for Pacifica a 45-minute item and adding 15 minutes for director's inspection report?
No, I move that.
Taking what?
Okay, so what's being proposed is on the executive session on Sunday morning is presently the first hour is the new attorney for Pacifica, and the second hour and a half is pending lawsuits. We're proposing shortening the new attorney for Pacifica item by 15 minutes and placing 15 minutes after that on the director's inspection report. Okay, if there's no objection, we'll add that. Bob?
Okay, several things. Saturday, 9 a.m., add to committee reports the Affiliates Task Force.
Saturday at, okay, where?
9 a.m., well, it could be the last one.
Okay. After audit, adding affiliates, and we'll adjust the times so that the time for each fits the full block. Is that okay?
Okay, next. Just a sort of a correction under 11 a.m. election of committee members. The Committee of Inclusion is under the
Excuse
bylaws.
Excuse me, Bob, a point of information. There was a motion to put that item at 1 p.m. on Saturday. Are you amending Teresa's amendment, or did you not know that she said to put it at 1, or how shall I record
She was
this?
Talking about the election, I believe, of members, not a
she
report.
She has the Affiliates Committee also.
Elections to the affiliates.
Oh, the elections to them. Okay, yeah, thank you. Thank you.
And that so actually, she should have said 11 a.m., not 1 p.m. That's when those elections are. And during those elections, it includes the Committee of Inclusion, but in reality, under the bylaws, those elections all happen at the LSB level, not the PNB level. So all we need to do maybe is have a one-minute reiteration of what the process is and then move on. So that'll save a little time. Okay, at 4 o'clock tomorrow, I would like to propose that after each GM report that there be a three-minute report from the LSB chairs and 3 minutes for Q&A, so that would add a total of 30 minutes to that item. Where am I?
Saturday, 3:45 to 5:25.
Yeah. Right.
So that would extend the meeting to end at 7:05 p.m. instead of 6:35. Okay.
Right. Although I wanted to ask perhaps our archives director or affiliates director might, if they're willing to hold off on their report till Sunday, and if not, we could just go later. But I know it's okay. Hard when there's a local activity that's been planned for Saturday night to go too late.
Moreover, people have made plans for departing on Sunday, and we also talked about having a session on the mission on Sunday, so time might be tight then, whereas we have open time on Saturday evening.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I noted that the auditor report is still 3 to 3:30. We had extended that to 4. We gave the auditor 1 hour. 3 to 4.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So that would move everything up by half an hour on the existing agenda. Okay. So let's take them one at a time, and then I have LaVarne and then Ken.
I still have one more.
Hang on. I want to take what we've got so far. So there's been a proposal to add LSB chair reports, 3 minutes and 3 minutes of of questions. Any objection to that?
Where?
Extending by half an hour the section on GM reports by including the LSB chair reports. Okay, with no objection, we'll do that. Yes, Badra?
Use the mic.
This is very short notice for the LSB chairs to be asked to make a report tomorrow. We've been chatting among ourselves informally, and some of us, you know, may have a draft, but others of us had no previous notice. And I think this is kind of springing it on people at the last minute. I'm not sure if we'd all be ready to actually give a report.
Ken, did you want to comment on that?
Use the mic.
Mike. I think it's inappropriate to request a report from the chairs when they haven't had an opportunity to vet it with the local station boards. I'm opposed to that.
Okay. Any arguments in favor of given what's just been said?
Sorry, I didn't hear that. You opposed to the
I'm
report?
Opposed to LSB chairs being asked to give reports when they haven't had an opportunity to vet those reports with the local station boards.
Would anybody like to speak in favor?
I think it's an internal question to specific locals. I'm assuming it's not general to everybody. I think it's very important, particularly these individuals came here. It was just to be part of the talks. And if they don't have any written report, I have some questions I'd like to ask, and I'm assuming that's similar. I think it's a very important tradition, and we should keep it.
My understanding is that there's...
I'd like to be able to recognize people. Steve?
I just would see it as a courtesy, since they've come all this way, to allow them the opportunity to speak, not necessarily represented as a formal report from the LSB, but if they'd like to speak, give them the opportunity. And if they don't wish to speak, that would be okay, too.
Does anybody have an opposing viewpoint that that adds to what we've heard? Okay. Susan?
Yeah, I would just like to say it is, I think, probably a local matter. And I know that the sense I get with our LSB is they feel much more comfortable if remarks have been circulated and so forth. So I'm delighted to answer questions or make a few remarks, but everyone would need to know that this was just reflective of my perception rather than of the, you know, getting a lot of input from the board.
What would people think of the proposal to allot 6 minutes to deal with the LSB chairs and allow the chairs to make comments such as they wanted up to 3 minutes? Would that be acceptable to everybody?
If they so choose.
Teresa?
I have a point of information. Bob Letterer asked to put an affiliates committee or task force report. Which member of the task force is giving that report?
If we could deal with this issue first. Well, is it relevant to this question?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, thanks. Yes.
Microphone, please. Dave, didn't you recognize me earlier as being on the stack?
Yes. Well, after LaVarne. I understand. We're trying to dispense with this. Any objection to allotting 6 minutes for dealing with LSB's chairs, questions, and comments? Okay, hearing none, we'll adopt that. Next was Bob had one other item before we go to LaVarne. Bob?
Is her comment about this?
No, she has an amendment, I believe.
Okay.
Is that right, LaVarne?
Bob
has one more item before.
Okay, so my last change is actually the board already mandated at our teleconference that the one of the items that was originally going to be in our executive session would be in the public session, and that was the discussion of Pacifica priorities for the coming year. So I'd like to propose that discussion occur at what's now listed as the adjournment time, which is far earlier than we ever normally adjourn on Sunday, at 12:20.
Lunch is at 12:20.
Well, it says meeting adjourned here. So I'm proposing that instead we go into that discussion for actually an hour and a half, and I'd like to combine it with another item that we didn't really get to except briefly today in our executive session, which is about the Pacifica mission and how we interpret it. And I think those two topics actually go well together. So it will be the mission and the priorities for the coming year for an hour and a half. So it will be from 12:20 to
1:50.
Yes.
Okay, is there any objection to adding that or discussion on that? Okay, I'm going to go Lydia. It's too long. Sarv?
I'd like to move it to, if we want that, before the public comment.
Here.
I think if we'd like the public to hear our discussion of the Pacifica Mission, then we should put ahead of their public comment so that if they have any input and comment on our discussion, that they can voice their opinion after they hear what we have to say.
Teresa?
I'd like to comment on that, Sarv. I'm not sure if we can move lunch back. If the hotel has been told that it's at 12:20, is that okay that we move it
There's
back,
no
or are we going to have lunch during this discussion?
There is no lunch.
It says lunch in the diner. I don't care personally, but
Phil, would you be willing to go ask the staff if they could accommodate moving lunch back for us? An hour and a half. Oh, Lynn, I'm sorry, Lynn. Sorry, Lynn. Ken?
I object to this only because my own proposal was going to use the same time, and Bob has already had two of his items accommodated. I would like to have the opportunity to at least present my proposal as a substitute motion. Instead,
okay, let's delay then. Is there any objection to holding on this question until Ken has had the opportunity to substitute? Okay, LaVarne, you're next.
Yes, thank you. Yes, the on Saturday for elections, the committee is the election committee, not election review. So, if you could just strike the review on election committee.
Okay,
Mr. Chair.
I believe the board, they didn't make it a standing committee, but they did make it a permanent committee.
Correct.
It's not an ad hoc committee
Correct.
Anymore.
Is this relevant to that?
No, but I'd like to get it.
Okay. Ken?
Can I make my amendment now?
Yeah.
Point of information first. Will there be a monthly teleconference in February?
I don't think we've determined that yet, but I would guess there will be.
Okay. I would like to use the same time that Bob was talking about, the Sunday time set for adjournment, to add 30 minutes to at least briefly consider three proposals that I had made via email a week ago to the PNB. These being the extended PNB meeting calendar proposal, standing rule for PNB meeting parameters proposal, and financial transparency resolution proposals, which I have copies of here.
You're asking for 30 minutes each or 30 minutes total?
30 minutes total time. So to just allow for consideration, and if they can't pass quickly, then maybe they can be committed or postponed for the next meeting or something. But I need to get them started, okay. And I'd like that time for that, because I'm just concerned that, as a new member here, it seems like all the agenda time is already filled up before we even get here, and there doesn't seem to be any way for a new member to get anything on the agenda. So,
is there a second to that? I know I haven't been asking for seconds yet because there seems no consent, but is there a second to add a half an hour? Okay. Discussion on that? Teresa?
I'm concerned because these resolutions did not come through committee, and I think that you brought the financial transparency resolution to our LSB, and we said at that time that it was inappropriate because it hasn't gone through a committee.
That's irrelevant.
Further discussion on this? Okay. If we don't have a further discussion on it, then I'd like to vote substitution. Go ahead, Bob.
Can you repeat what the three proposals are?
What the three proposals are?
Yeah.
One is called the extended PNB meeting calendar proposal, which sets up a three-year rotation calendar for meetings.
Speak directly into the mic.
Sorry?
Use this microphone.
One is the extended PNB meeting calendar proposal, which projects a three-year rotation schedule for PNB meetings. One is the standing rule for PNB meetings parameters, which just basically is a standing rule for describing what parameters people need to look at when they're planning PNB meetings. And the third is the financial transparency resolution, which calls for a uniform way of measuring fund drive performance or program across the network for cross-comparison purposes.
Okay. Can I make my comment?
Go ahead.
The first one about meeting schedule, well, clearly it has to be on every agenda as to when the next meeting is. So we need to deal with that one way or the other. That's not on here. And I think we should deal with it in a little more long-term way, whether it's Ken's proposal or some other. So I would support adding that to the agenda. The one about the protocol for local committees and all of that, I would agree with whoever just said it, that it, Teresa, that it should go through a committee, probably the governance committee. And as far as the financial transparency, I think that should go to the finance committee. And I hope we'll establish a practice that, in general, unless there's an emergency, we don't bring things directly to the floor of the general of the board meetings unless, you know, there's some time or urgency to it.
Ray? Actually, these are some of my arguments. Also, besides the fact that the alternate motion deals with material that really have to do with beginning, you know, properly being on the same page on the mission and on board priorities. So I would definitely would prefer to maintain that.
Okay. Well, it sounds like there's a proposal to actually amend the substitution to make it just be on the scheduling of meetings. Is that what you want? Does anybody want to second that proposal?
Second that.
Okay.
I'd just like to clarify something first, because I think the speaker was misinformed. These are both standing. The first two I mentioned are standing rule proposals for the PNB. They're not for local committees. These would be standing rules for the PNB. One establishing protocols for PNB meetings so that local planning committees could have something for reference, and the other is the rotation calendar itself.
Okay, so we have a full slate of amendments and substitutions. We have to vote them now. Lenny, you wanted to comment on this?
I wanted to comment on the financial transparency.
What we're talking about is whether it will be on the agenda. So if it's to that point, yes.
Yes. I have not seen this until just this minute. I had no idea what it was and where it came from. So I think it's premature to agendize it. And we request that the board establish a process. In fact, how motions like these come to the board without process and with a surprise. And, you know, I just don't think it's appropriate to take to have that this process be done this way.
I understand. I do want to note that any member has the right to put a business before the board, and what the way the board can dispense with it is then refer it to the proper committee to deal with it. So I think it is appropriate for him to ask for it. In the future, it might be more appropriate to have a section on new business that allows anybody who has new business, which we don't have here, developed during the course of the weekend to put things on the floor. But right now, I think it is in order for him to ask that it be put on the floor. We might dispense with it in 2 minutes.
Well, Mr. Chair, though, normal, what many organizations do is they ask that new business be placed on the calendar 30 days before it's introduced.
Correct.
So that people can obviously look at it. So I'm suggesting that perhaps it needs to be amended in this way.
And we might want to ask the governance committee to do something with that, but I take your point. Okay, right now what we're going to do is vote on the proposed substitution, which says that we're just dealing with meeting scheduling. I presume that means not just the next, but for the year, for half an hour on Sunday.
Not half an hour.
Okay, so you're proposing 10 minutes? For scheduling the next meeting? You don't know this group, do you?
Yeah, I'm proposing a total of a half an hour to just...
I didn't hear what you said, so you weren't on mic.
Okay, hold on a second. What is the proposed substitution or amendment of his substitute?
I guess for if 10 minutes would be enough time to dispense with that, the annual calendar question, then it would be 10 minutes just on that.
Okay, so I think we're going to vote on it. All those in favor of having the proposed amendment to the original amendment is an hour and a half to deal with mission statement and network priorities for the year. The amendment was to take a half an hour off of that, leaving an hour to have these additional items. And now it's being substituted for that is take 10 minutes off of that in order to deal with the scheduling of the meeting. So all those in favor of the substitute to take 10 minutes for meeting scheduling items, please raise your hands.
Raise your hand. Not enough time.
Yeah.
For scheduling the next meeting.
It's not over.
No? Opposed? Okay. No. Okay. So now the question is, are we going to amend the agenda to add, basically the proposal now is an hour and 20 minutes for network priorities, and we voted to substitute that to the original amendment. Now we're voting on whether we want an hour and 20 minutes for network priorities and
mission,
and 10 minutes for scheduling next meeting. Is there any objection?
What was that? Say that 10 minutes for the mission?
10 minutes for the scheduling of the meeting. An hour and 20 minutes for mission and network priorities. Is there any objection to that?
I had previously objected. I thought that an hour... Well, then an hour and a half, now an hour and 20 minutes. I don't think it should be more than an hour.
Shall we vote it?
Yeah.
Okay. All those in favor of taking an hour and 20 minutes on network priorities and mission, raise your hand, please. Okay. All those opposed? Okay, so we'll spend an hour and 20 minutes then and 10 minutes on scheduling a meeting. Ray, did you have an additional amendment?
Yeah, actually, Bob Coffey, I have one more. I'd like to add 15 minutes for COI.
Where?
For the reports at the end somewhere.
would it be appropriate? Could we add...
The last item.
Okay, so... No.
That's on I don't have the agenda.
From what we have right now is Saturday morning, 9 to 10:15, committee
exactly.
reports.
And
are we talking about fitting all the committee reports into that block of time and allotting the time equally? Okay, so the proposal is to add the COI to that. I won't ask for a second. Is there any objection? Hearing none, we'll do that. Teresa.
Mr. Chair, I'm asking Bob Letter. Bob,
yeah.
We have the affiliates coordinator giving her report.
Right.
I'm wondering who from the affiliates committee is going to give the report.
I was hoping you could answer that. This was as a courtesy because I know that you and others have been working on this consistently and wanted to give you a chance to report if you
okay.
have a report. If
All
you
right,
don't, then we
fine.
Can skip it.
I'd be happy.
Oh, status report.
Thank
anyway.
You.
I just want to note a black felt hat with a black leather band was found in the men's room. Who has it, Odie? It's at the front desk. I just want to say, you know, we might consider having 10 minutes for the introduction of new business, which would just allow members to put business on the floor for referral to committees. Would anybody object to adding 10 minutes at the end of the meeting for placing new business before the board?
Thank you. I'm all for it. 10 minutes, new business at the end.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to that? Okay. Hearing none. 10 minutes at the end.
Point of information, Mr. Yes. Chair. These are all at the end. These are after. So we have the hour and 30 minutes, 1:20 plus 10, and then we have an additional 10 minutes.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay. So if there are no other amendments to the agenda, is there a motion to adopt the agenda as amended? Do we
I
even need
that?
I move
that we adopt the agenda as amended.
Oh.
Second?
Second.
Okay. Ray moved it. Deb seconded it. Is there any objection? Then without objection, that's our agenda. The next item on the agenda is the approval of pending board minutes. Those board minutes, I believe, have been emailed to the board and are also, are they in our packet? Yes, under item 2. Is there a motion to accept these minutes?
So moved.
This is the January, hold on a second. These are the minutes of the PNB teleconference executive session, January 20th, 2006. Is there a second? Who seconded it? LaVarne seconded it. Any discussion? Hearing none, is there any objection to adopting these minutes? Hearing none, they're adopted. The next item is the introductions by PNB members, 2 minutes each. And we asked, actually, that we announce our new executive director, Greg Guma. So, Greg, why don't you start it off with 2 minutes.
Good evening. My name is Greg Guma. I started this week on Monday as the executive director. After a long process, I'm really honored to be here. This is my first PNB meeting where I'm allowed out of my hotel room, so that's a refreshing change. And I'm not going to go into my agenda, all that sort of thing. Just to say, I've been an activist and a journalist for about 37 years. I grew up in New York City. I worked most of the time in Vermont, although I also have worked in New Mexico and Los Angeles. And I've tried to combine in my career both activism and advocacy with a kind of a practical sense of how to get things done. I consider myself a practical idealist. And I think my task here is to try to open a new page to try to move us forward after several years of reconstruction. And we're all already off to a good start. We've had a series of very constructive discussions here today off the public session and on. And I'm looking forward to meeting with you as I move around the country. I will be starting, after having visited Berkeley and KPFA earlier this week, I will be starting to visit stations in New York, Washington, and then on around across the country during the month of February. And I hope to meet you and talk with you much more during that time. My priorities, there are many, but at the top of the list is to try to improve on some of our personnel and human resource issues and to grapple with some of the difficulties in advancing national programming that respects the differences between local stations and their interest in remaining independent, but also projects the Pacifica mission and effective programming, both local and national, to new audiences. And I will be very eager for your comments and then personal contact in the days ahead. Thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Is there somebody, Lynn, would you be willing to set up a sign-up sheet for public comment that can be circulated? Is that something you can do? Thank you. Actually, I think, you know, since we're introducing the board, Lonnie Hicks is an officer of the foundation as well, CFO. Do you want to take 2 minutes, Lonnie, also, and introduce yourself?
I'm Lonnie Hicks. I'm the chief financial officer. I've been here since February of 2003. My background is born in Chicago. I went to Howard University here in Washington. I know Washington very well. I spent 6 very, very happy years here in Washington. It was fond memories here for me. Then I went on to Berkeley to work on a degree at UC Berkeley. My commitments are to nonprofits. I've been doing it about 25 years. And I'm happy to be at Pacifica. So anyway, I would say welcome. It's always fun coming to D.C. You folks really make us feel welcome. And I'd like to, if I can, to thank the staff here at this facility. They are just wonderful. And thanks to Lynn. Lynn's not here, but she did a wonderful job in arranging for us to come.
Welcome back.
Mary? And now I'm going to start timing people.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't have my hand up. Oh, I'm announcing myself. Sorry about that. Sorry about that. I'm supposed to introduce myself. Yes, well, I'm Mary Berg, elected staff representative from KPFA to be a delegate and then elected to this board. I did say things earlier, and that's all for the public record also, is it not? That was public, so I don't have to repeat.
It wasn't streamed. We're being streamed now.
Oh, okay. Well, I decided to do this finally because I really, my big passion here is the mission of this network as set forth in the Articles of Incorporation, and I want to see us further that as it has been done, and I want to see that if I can contribute in some small way to make the fighting amongst us all locally and nationally and every other way come to an end so that we are mindful of our huge responsibility and the privilege that we fought so hard to have this network and make it work in these times. We need every bit of it. We can't waste our time fighting with each other. There are real perils out there. Every day we lose civil rights and on and on. I want us to focus on that and to reach out to people to make this, to do what we can about that. That's what I ran for.
So, Linda?
Good evening, everyone. It's nice to be here in your city. I'm Rosalinda Montes Palacios. I'm the listener rep from on KPFA board, and I have been the past chair of that organization, and just it's an honor to be here on this board. I've been an activist since I was a teenager. I was influenced when living in Los Angeles. I became aware of our sister station there when, during a time when a woman by the name of Dorothy Healy was on the air, and I started listening in and thinking, oh my goodness, what are these people talking about? And because I grew up working with Cesar Chavez and the United Farm Workers Movement, so I didn't know about other movements yet. But that was one program, I think, listening to her on this station that broadened my perspectives about other movements. And so I traveled throughout the world. I lived in other countries. I've done peace and solidarity work. And I live in Oakland. I'm in the labor movement. I'm an organizer and just completed a master's degree in women's spirituality.
Patty?
Hello, I'm Patty Heffley. I'm a listener member of from WBAI. I've been involved in the listener activism for about 10 years now. Finally made it to Pinnacle here to the National Board. Who knew? Whoever imagined? Not me. Anyway, and neither did they. Anyway. That's my point. Anyway, that's what the democracy thing is all about. Someone like me can end up here. And I have been involved. I was in the listener lawsuit, and I learned a lot of my politics from WBAI when I started listening some 10, 15 years, about 15 years ago. And I'm hoping to make Pacifica functional and accountable and transparent. And I myself and my colleague Glavarne here have been doing inspections of the foundation, director inspections, to get more transparency and accountability. And that's been working pretty good. The roadblock to that ended this year, thank goodness. And I'm also involved in Eyewitness Video, which is an organization that videotapes police actions, and I don't get time to do anything with about that anymore because I'm doing this, but I still care very much about that. And I'm a punk rock photographer from 25 years ago that I dug out my photos, and now they're popular.
My name is LaVarne Williams, and I'm a listener rep from KPFA in Berkeley. And I've been involved with KPFA as a volunteer and also as a consultant when we were trying to celebrate Pacifica's 50th anniversary, but we know what happened there. So I'm back involved. I was the treasurer for the board 2 years ago. Last year was my first year on the board. This is my second year. And as Patty said, we've been doing director inspections, so we've been trying to establish transparency. And I'm really looking forward. We have a new executive director, and we're really looking forward to moving forward to establish process procedures and to really try to fulfill the mission of Pacifica.
I'm Lydia Brazon, and I'm listener rep from KPFK in Los Angeles. And I am also, separately, I am executive director of the Humanitarian Law Project. We're a non-governmental organization with consultative status at the United Nations. And I'm also president of Americans for Democratic Action, the Southern California chapter. I was previously the chair of the local advisory board. I was on the lawsuit, the lab lawsuit, along with Dave Adelson. And and so I was on the lab for a very, very long time. And then this is my first year back in the mix on the local station board, and I am looking forward to serving on at least two committees of this body.
Thank you very much. I'm Rob Robinson from D.C. I'm a listener member of the local station board. I got active with WPFW's local board under Ambrose Lane when he chaired that board, and I sued the board as a director, along with David and other people who sued from the lab, and I'm very privileged to work with this board. I've been working on programming, and I first started listening to KPFA when I was growing up in the Bay Area because I heard Allen Ginsberg reading Howl.
I'm Ambrose Lane, and I'm home. I don't have to tell them anything, and I've already told you. Thank God.
Amen. You're done?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. Ambrose, it's an honor to sit next to you.
My name is Don White from Los Angeles, KPFK. I do want to
join in thanking Washington, D.C. for the incredible hospitality and logistics, the station, the staff of the hotel. Also, I want to really welcome publicly Greg Guma as our new executive director. We've been working with him during the morning here, and I'm very impressed and very, really pleased with how things are going, Greg. Welcome on board. I just ended two terms as chair of the station board in Los Angeles, and it was a relatively, you know, successful two terms, although this is all kind of like como Montaña Rosa, kind of like a roller coaster, you know, successes, downs, ups, but that's the way it goes here. I started my political work in the 1950s opposing the House Un-American Activities Committee and did work on my university campus in the late 50s, early 60s. I was helped to found CISPAS, the Committee in Solidarity with the People of El Salvador, in 1980. And our national offices in Washington, and it was great to be here in Washington, work with the community, the Salvadoran community here, which has grown a lot, I know, since then. We're lamenting the death of Shafiq Handal in El Salvador, who just... Shafiq Handal. Shafiq was a legendary, heroic, and historic figure in the Salvadorian struggle, and he died of a heart attack just 2 days ago after returning from Bolivia, where he attended the inauguration of Evo Morales. Charter member of the teachers' union in L.A., I taught middle school for 35 years and am a charter member of United Teachers of Los Angeles, AFL-CIO, and National Education Association. So I think that's enough. I just want to say that I have a few feet in various communities.
I don't want to tip over. Hello, I'm Alan Minsky. Is this on? Okay. Alan Minsky, and I'm a staff rep from KPFK Los Angeles, where I'm one of the two senior producers. I was born in Berkeley in the shadow of KPFA, though I moved with my family when I was 3 months old to St. Louis, so I didn't really grow up with Pacifica Radio. But then my family moved again when I was in my teens, early teens, to Italy, where I sort of... gained radical politics, which I've kept ever since. And I after about 20 years of being just an activist, I became a media activist with the indie media movement at the end of the 1990s. And we had a huge indie media convergence space in Los Angeles during the Democratic Convention of 2000. At the time, for instance, Democracy Now! Would not broadcast from KPFK, and they broadcast from indie media. It was a great experience, and then, of course, after December 2001, when the Pacifica lawsuit of that era resolved in a positive manner, I began to get increasingly involved with KPFK, and I've been employed there since April 2003. I'm very interested in all aspects of the evolution of Pacifica. I will try to keep some focus on the relationship of the National Board to Free Speech Radio News. I'm close to many of the people who participate in that. And I'm also going to try to do my best to be attentive to the way the network outreaches to youth. We had a somewhat younger board last time, and I suppose I'm one of the younger members here, though, again, I'm quite middle-aged, so I'll do my best in that respect.
My name is Rayla Forrest. I've been around here for a while. I guess with Teresa and Rob, I was a member of the IPNB. I've said it before, I'll say it again. This is the most important progressive institution in this country, and I'm determined to contribute to it as long as I can. Sounds ominous, actually, for a lot longer than I'm doing it now. Seriously, though, I'm glad again that we have a new executive director. This was a very difficult process, which pointed to some structural changes and process changes that have to take place in the future that do not reflect at all on the executive director himself. I'm a labor organizer. I I think this institution working at its best would be one that is not only open, but open for the broadest majority of people. We want a system that is efficient, that is transparent, and available to the broadest communities that we represent. And I suspect that might we have to take a look at some items in the bylaws to do so. If we listen to some of the discussions the other day in the Supreme Court talking about the Constitution being a living document, meaning the founding fathers didn't have infused science, they didn't write a document that did not change ever, so does this bylaw. And I'm looking forward to pushing some of the changes myself. Thank you.
My name is Bob Lederer. I'm the staff representative from WBAI New York. And I'm both an unpaid staff member co-producing a program called Health Action and also an assistant in the premiums department. I have been an organizer and activist against imperialism, racism, homophobia, and many other issues, the AIDS crisis, for more than 25 years. I've done work on a range of cases of U.S. political prisoners, particularly black and Puerto Rican, and also work against war and militarism, and became active in the kind of final year and a half of the struggle to take back Pacifica from the pro-corporate hijackers, and was very privileged to be part of that, one of the most amazing mass movements around media issues in U.S. history, and a tremendous victory we all won. And since then have been active on issues of inclusion along lines of race and nationality to make sure that people of color and immigrants are fully represented in every aspect of Pacifica's governance and staffing and programming, and will continue to support initiatives in those areas this year, and as well as a staff representative to make sure that the staff's legitimate concerns and rights and interests are respected by the board, and most fundamentally to make sure that we stay, that all five of our stations and the national organization stays on the fundamental mission of Pacifica.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Lisa Davis, and I am a listener rep of the WBAI Local Station Board in New York. And I am very honored to have been elected for this position, contrary to the opinion that was put forward by one of my fellow LSB members of WBAI and also national board member or director, that I was interested in this position for the free food, the hotel rooms, and the board and traveling around at the expense of Pacifica. I can assure you that that is the least of the reasons that I am here tonight. I have been actively involved in the civil rights movement, the movement for reparations, the movement against apartheid in South Africa. I've been involved in these movements for over 20 years, and I live them. I see the human faces every day of what oppression, racism, discrimination, and hatred does. I know what it does to people. I've been actively involved in the movement against police brutality and various other things. And I'm also very aware of the role that media has played in this country of being a strong instrument of oppression by putting forward some of the worst stereotypes. This makes the mission of Pacifica even more important when one understands that background. And we are a microcosm of what is going on in society, which means we have internal work on the inside that we must face, we must not be afraid of, and we must stand up and speak out when we see certain things that are going on. I promise that I will do my best to take my responsibilities for this board very seriously. I, too, am concerned with transparency and how this board runs and operates. But I will never forget that media and radio Pacifica is about people, and that's very important to me.
My name is Sarv Randhawa, and I'm a listener representative and from Berkeley area, from KPFA radio station. This is my third year that my community has honored me to come here and be part of the Pacifica board. My fundamental reason for being on the board is because I personally do not believe in violence. And my hatred for violence and its elimination from all human endeavor starts from my early experience. I grew up to a country family doctor in India when the civil war broke in India, and when millions of people crisscrossed the landscape as refugees and hurt, and you could see fires in the distance, whole total villages. And then I began to read about people like Tolstoy and saying violence and wars and conflicts like that, they have never solved any human problems. They will continue, they perpetuate one after another. And I happen to believe in that. And when I came across this network in Berkeley, KPFA radio station, I started listening to it in 1969 when I heard debates the likes of Linus Pauling and Dr. Edward Teller, one for pro-nuclear man who want to make bombs, and the other one a peacemaker. And these were, I thought, well, this is a very unique radio station. And I began to listen to it more and more. And as the time went in 1999, when somebody tried to hijack that station, that's when I said, well, I have to get involved to survive it. And then my community asked me to run for local board and then onto the Pacifica National Board. And for my, for the next, this year, my goal is that we just stay on the Pacifica mission and bring the truth in all aspects of life. Our environment is degraded. Our health of our citizens is gone downhill. Our education is destroyed. There's absolutely no reason for poverty to exist in this country or any child to go hungry. And I think there's only one network, and that's the Pacifica Network, that can bring that voice out to the world, and it can make a difference. And I'll do my best toward that.
By the way, I've asked Deb Shafto to keep time, so she's not just butting in. She's doing that. I'll ask you to... can you put something up like 30 seconds before? 30 seconds before and then call time at time? Thanks. My name's Dave Adelson. I'm a listener representative from KPFK. I got involved. I was politicized by Pacifica in the early 1990s and learned a lot about political awareness through it, and spent a lot of time thinking about what kind of activism I needed to engage, and decided that media activism was supportive of all other activist efforts. So I think that media power is one of the key forms of power, and if we're going to have a democratic system, we need dissemination not just of media, but of media power, so that everybody can speak for themselves in their own terms. And that's the part of the mission that I thought was most important and motivating to me. I was on the KPFK Local Advisory Board from 1996 to 2002. I was involved in organizing the Local Advisory Board lawsuit. I was off the board for a couple of years and started a co-founded a recording collective that produces anti-copyrighted media, which anybody can use for any purpose. Came back on the local station board, and I've been on this board for the last 2 years. My day job is as a neurobiologist, and I'm honored to serve on this board.
Hi, my name is Teresa Allen. I'm from Houston, Texas. And I joined the local advisory board when I was attending some meetings where a group of basically unrelated people came together at a church because they were concerned about what was happening with the programming at our station, KPFT, in Houston. And I said, well, if you really want to implement change, why don't you get on the board? And they said, well, they won't let us on the board. So I said, well, I'll apply, and I was allowed on the board. And I guess they were quite surprised at the results. Because I was kind of odd man out. Not long after that, in the fall of 2001, I went to the station one day to observe the pledge drive. And I had been to the station frequently prior to that. And this time I was denied and eventually arrested. So I might say I went to jail for justice in that in that respect. And since then, I have served on the iLab and the IPNB. I believe that dialogue is important. I think that you can't have dialogue unless you foster respect and you actually encourage all points of view to the table into that dialogue. So I guess you might say, I feel pretty strongly that if you don't let some people express their point of view, then you're not going to have a proper dialogue. It's just going to be hypocritical and false. And I believe in the mission. And oh, one more thing. Creative skills of the community. I was driving one day and I heard about 8 different versions of Stairway to Heaven. The operatic version, the piano bar version, and the humor that I've experienced as well as the information and the drama and the just many, many facets of our media sources has been inspirational to me. Thank you.
I'm Deb Shafto, and I'm here because the board members in Houston have given me this great privilege. I wanted to do it because I think that Pacifica is the most important thing going on in the world today to allow us to grow into what we might become. The opportunity to create a really democratic structure where there's something important at stake is exciting and is absolutely essential for us to move forward as a race, as human beings. I've been an activist for a very long time, and I'm currently co-chair of the Harris County Green Party, and I have a million other things to do. I have a full-time job teaching 4-year-olds, and I would give it up, all of it, if I had to continue this.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Zarina Shakir, and I am one of the WPFW listener reps, was elected by some of the members of the board to come back to the national, and I am here for the 3rd year. And I might just say that I've been involved in activism, I would say, since being a teenager, and this year will be my 40th class reunion, so I've been around a while. Thank you, Deb.
Well, we're going to add 30 seconds.
That's okay.
The timekeeper was...
Thank you, Deb. I got the message.
It wasn't intended.
I know. I just want to say that I think I became involved as a teenager when I started reading outside of the Bible and looking at Kierkegaard and Hegel as a teenager, and that wasn't exactly something that most African-American females were looking at as a teenager. So here I am, and hoping that we can fulfill the mission that was established over 55 years ago. I might just say that I'm on 2 sides with radio and television. I have a television program that I'm the producer and host, Islamic Perspectives, that comes out of the D.C. metro area, that's been on for 14 years. And I want for my grandson, who's 3 and a half, to be involved. And I do want to say he was at one of our local station board meetings, if you recall, and he was a little upset because after a motion was made and people made the elections, he asked, well, what about me? Nobody called on him for his vote. Oh. But at least he can see what this board is like in action.
I'm A.C. Byrd, a listener rep from WPFW.
Mike. You just have to lean into it.
Okay, I'm A.C. Byrd, a listener rep from WPFW. I'm a longtime activist in civil rights, about 35, 40 years, nearly as old as Giot. And I was a founding member of the Nuclear Freeze Movement in 81, and also a veteran against the Vietnam War, although I was involved in the Vietnam War, and currently is a with the Veterans for Peace in the U.S., and also with VetPAC, the group that worked against the swift boat veterans during the elections. And that's been my role, more or less, and I appreciate being here, and I'm here for the second time on the National Board.
Hi. I'm just here for the free food and the free hotel room. Seriously, Pacific has been a part of my life since about early 70s, during the Vietnam War period, when I became a peace activist in the San Francisco Bay Area and listened to, I think it was KPFB at that time, if I'm not mistaken. Cut my teeth on that, and then made the serendipitous discovery when I moved to Houston many years later that there was a Pacific station there. So I became very involved with that, too, over time. Helping to organize the take back struggle in Houston that was successful some years ago. I've been a peace activist since 1970, a war tax resister since 1980, paid some dues. Thanks.
And for those listening at home, that was Ken Freeland from Texas, KPFT.
Ken Freeland, KPFT listener representative.
My name is Steve Pierce. I'm the one of two affiliate representatives to the Pacifica National Board. I am from a all-volunteer college community radio station in upstate New York, Troy, New York. Born and raised in Washington, D.C., proud graduate of Woodrow Wilson High School. So it's great to be back home, even if only briefly. My involvement with Pacifica really started listening to WPFW when it first went on the air when I was in high school. And I've continued to be involved over the years, freelancing for the Pacifica Network News when it was still a news feed. I actually built the studios for WPFW when the station was in Chinatown 15 years or so ago. Worked at WBAI and was part of the group of folks in the community radio movement, the Pacifica affiliates, who helped during the struggle to take back the network. And I've been a community media organizer for about 25 years, and I continue to do that. I helped found the Indie Media affiliate in our area, the Hudson Mohawk Independent Media Center, and I do cable franchise renewal work around public access TV, and I teach, try to keep busy, and it's really great to be here with all of you. Thanks.
Would the board have any objection to asking the board chairs who have come this far to introduce themselves briefly as well? Is there any objection? Can you go ahead, Carol?
I'll be quick. My name is Carol Wolf. I am a listener representative on the local station board of WPFW and very recently elected just about 3 weeks ago, a relative newcomer. I was elected to the LSB 1 year ago and served as secretary over the last year, and I'm here to do all that I can to help fulfill the mission of Pacifica and empower WPFW to be all that it can be.
My name is Vajra Kilgour. I'm the chair of the local station board at WBAI. I'm a staff representative on that board. Started my activist career in my very early teens in the marching in civil rights marches in New Haven and parading around the New Haven Green with signs saying ban the bomb because it was still prior to the Vietnam War. Got arrested at Columbia in 1968, worked with the Black Panthers and the Peace and Freedom Party. Spent some time attempting to bore from within, we used to call it at Newsweek, and got nothing from my pains but pain. I now lead a life of voluntary poverty and complexity, which allows me to to continue an activist career. I'm a vice chair on the board of the Metropolitan Council on Housing and active with the New York Zapatistas and very active in anti-racist work, in particular in developing workshops for spiritual healing of racism. And so I'm a busy person. But it's been a very interesting year so far being chair of the WBAI local station board, and I look forward to learning a great deal more in that capacity and to helping WBAI to move forward.
My name is Grace Aaron. I'm from KPFK in Los Angeles. I've been on the KPFK local station board. This is my third year being on the board, and I'm the chair there. I've been a peace activist for a long time, anti-nuclear and other issues. worked with various peace groups. I've also produced a lot of cable access TV shows, and I'm really convinced that progressives need to use any all kind of media that they can create or hijack. It's a very important element of our work.
Good evening. This is my first time to your wonderful city, and I'm happy to be here. My name is Richard Phelps. I'm from the Bay Area, and I'm the chair of the local station board at KPFA. I've been involved with that station, I guess, since about 1974. I met my wife of 28 years there, and so I have a lot of memories. I've done some programs there. Before I was there, I worked in commercial radio during the Vietnam War, and I've been active fighting USA Incorporated and all its manifestations since about 1965. And I'm going to keep doing that till they put me under the ground, whenever that happens. Thank you all for coming, and we need to make this network and this all of our stations as strong as possible, because, as you all know, the corporate media is moving to the right faster than we can do what we're doing.
Thank you. I'm Susan Young, and I'm in quarantine. I'm the board chair for KPFT in Houston, Texas.
Exactly.
And I am relatively new to activism. I have a background in government, corporate work, and nonprofit work. I currently manage several nonprofit organizations that do primarily neighborhood activism and arts management. I got heavily involved in the effort to prevent us from going to war in Iraq. I worked with Ken and others on that effort. I thought it was an appalling mistake, and I was hoping that by making some statement, some visible statement in Houston, Texas, in George Bush's backyard, that that might make a difference. We made some headway, but we didn't get there. Obviously, we've invaded. And I was devastated after that, felt completely helpless, and have felt really helpless ever since about the directions our country is going in. And I have, for a long time, Iraq is a little bit icing on the cake in terms of how terrible things are. KPFT has given me a place to put my energies so that I feel that I'm doing what I can. I'm very grateful for it. I'm very grateful for Pacifica, and want to do everything I can to make it survive and thrive.
Thanks. So that completes the introductions of the board and the board chairs. We now have half an hour for public comment. 11 people have signed up. Has anybody come in since the list went around that wanted to speak that didn't get a chance to sign up? Is there anybody in the audience? I see one person. Okay, so that makes 12 people for half an hour. Should we say 2.5 minutes per person? That works out even. You can't do three minutes. Okay, well, why don't we have, there's more than 12, so let's have 2 minutes each, and with whatever time we have left over, the people who want to continue their comments can. Is there any objection from the board to doing it that way? Okay.